Let's take it from the top. Pot off the wipe.
Pot off the wipe.
Pot off the wipe, baby. With my people's
Britney bitch.
So Lil Boosie, he had his press conference, and he said that in prison he wrote over 1,000 songs, and he wants to work with Justin Bieber. I love that. And he's making a movie called Boosie the Movie. Okay. Also on the big screen, it might be time for Halle Berry to pass the torch. There's a petition going around that says Lupita Nyong'o would be a better actress for the role of Storm in X-Men. What do you guys think?
I don't know about that. I think she could play something different, maybe Nightcrawler or whatever, because that's a female as well. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe.
Nightcrawler.
Okay. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but I mean, I'm for real.
In Ratchet-
why we got to play like, you know, these superheroes? I guess these are making a lot of money, these kind of movies.
I love superhero movies. In Ratchet reality news, NeNe Leakes, who, by the way, is on Dancing with the Stars now, she was taking shots at her housewife castmates on Twitter. Basically, she said that Marlo doesn't get paid and one housewife should be fired. I think she was talking about Kenya.
Oh, no doubt.
Mm.
Of course.
You think?
Atlanta's no Candy Burris and her boo, Todd, they may be getting married soon. Because Mama Joyce said that she'd approve of it if it lasts, and she'd be the first to apologize. So that would be good. Also, rumor has it that Mona Scott Young, the creator of VH1's Love and Hip Hop, has a lawsuit coming her way. There's a production company that said they had the original idea of Love and Hip Hop, and she stole it.
Wow.
Well, they're a little late, aren't they?
Really late. They're on like the millionth season. Yeah. Frank Ocean, he clapped back at Chipotle. He not only posted a picture of a check for Chipotle, but he tagged the definition of defamation, so that might be another lawsuit. Speaking of Chipotle, we got to give a burrito or two or three to Bobby Christina. We saw some recent pictures of her. She was looking really sickly skinny.
Tiny.
Not good. I just tweeted it from Russ Parshow if you want to take a look at it. People are already tweeting back at
us. You know, and maybe that's her body makeup because we really haven't, but she's awfully... You know, her bones, you can see her bones.
Yeah, she looks impoverished.
Yeah, and she used to have a fuller
impoverished.
Face.
Impoverished? No, she looks like, you know, she's anorectic or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Something's going on with that. We'll pray for her. Snoop was on Jimmy Kimmel last night. He was hilarious, and he also cleared everything up with Oprah. He said that they're friends now. They even posted pictures together from a party a few weeks ago. Robin and Paula, you know, they might be getting back together. The rumor has it that Paula Patton is open to Robin Thicke being back in her life, but she doesn't really like him, you know, publicly begging for her, like singing Let's Stay Together at recent shows and everything. That's
he
a
needs
lot.
To stop that.
It seems kind of desperate to me, but it can't be desperate because they weren't married. But that's all I got right now.
Okay.
For more stories, you can go to RussParMorningShow.com. And if I miss anything, let me know on Twitter at TooPrettyBritty and at RussParShow.